This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
What you are seeing unfold right now with the Susan Rice surveillance gate is probably going to be the end of the Democrat cabal, at least as it's structured today, as well as the end of any remaining last shred of credibility in the mainstream left-wing media, such as CNN and the Washington Post. And I'm going to explain why in this podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is the Health Ranger. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And I actually don't focus on politics as much anymore, but when there's something this big, this historic, this groundbreaking, I do chime in on it with analysis. And by the way, you can catch my other podcast at healthrangerreport.com. So here, just a summary of what's going on. A year before the election last year, the Obama administration had its top-level officials conspire to place wiretaps on foreign officials who were likely to engage in conversations with Donald Trump team members or transition team members even after the election. And they did this knowing that Trump team members or Trump officials would be swept up into some of the surveillance. Now, current surveillance law requires that if U.S. persons are incidentally or inadvertently swept up in legal surveillance of foreign nationals or foreign diplomats, and so on, that their identities must be masked. So, like, if I call, let's say, the ambassador of Zimbabwe, for whatever reason, to talk to them about their money supply problems, let's say, if I call the ambassador to Zimbabwe, and the ambassador to Zimbabwe is being surveilled by the U.S. intelligence community, they're going to have me on tape, too. I'll be recorded, and it'll be transcribed, and my name will be there, and so on. But what they do is they blank out the names of all the U.S. persons and any identifying details in order to protect the identity of the U.S. person, because they don't have a warrant to surveil the U.S. person. So that's the way the law is set up. What the Obama administration did is they targeted surveillance activities on certain foreign nationals that they knew would be engaged in conversations with Trump administration officials and even Trump campaign officials so that they could sweep up the Trump people in this surveillance. And then they could unmask the names of the Trump people, which they did. And that's what Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes and others did. And then they built a big spreadsheet database of all the names, all the phone calls, the times, the dates, transcripts, everything. And then they shared that with Obama at the White House. This is all a massive criminal conspiracy. It's 10 times bigger than Watergate. It is such a huge bombshell. It's the biggest case of political corruption and abuse of power that has probably ever emerged in the history of this nation. And if it's pursued properly, not only will Susan Rice go to jail, unless she's granted immunity to turn on other people, but it could also even ensnare Barack Obama himself, who engaged in criminal activity to abuse power, to weaponize the intelligence community, and target his political enemies. This is the kind of stuff that, like, the former Soviet Union KGB would be engaged in. This is very dark, very insidious kind of activity, and it is being pushed. I mean, it was pursued by a corrupt Obama administration that was steeped in abuse of power, such as the IRS targeting conservative nonprofits in order to deny them IRS approval. And there are so many cases. This administration, or the Obama administration, consistently, repeatedly, and deliberately used government power to target and abuse and attempt to destroy its political enemies. That is highly illegal, and there are a lot of people that are going to go to jail because of this. But here's the even better news. It's not just the Democrat establishment that is going to be destroyed by this. So many of the high-level people will probably be ensnared. Many will go to prison. The legacy will be destroyed. The Obama administration will go down in history as being engaged in the most heinous abuse of power, this massive scandal, massive criminal conspiracy that's actually backed by real evidence. Unlike their fake narrative that the Russians hacked the election, which isn't backed by a single shred of evidence, by the way. But as that's happening, the mainstream media itself will also lose even more credibility. Why? Because the media is part of the story. When the Obama corrupt intelligence officials, when they accessed all of these wiretaps and they unmasked the identities of these individuals, Obama signed a special order that allowed the intelligence agencies to share the identities of the Trump team members across, I think, 16 or 17 federal agencies. This was done deliberately and strategically by Obama in order to allow the identity information to be leaked to the media. And because there were enough deep state operatives still inside the government who are loyal to Obama and who hate Trump, it was a given that these leaks would happen. Now, every leak is a felony crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison. But Obama set that up on purpose, knowing that these leaks would happen so they could try to discredit the Trump administration and get Trump to be impeached or resign or step aside or what have you, or just discredited and unable to govern. So the media received these leaks and actively went along with the conspiracy. So CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post in particular, those three, well, plus MSNBC, but I don't know that anybody watches that anymore. But the big three actively conspired with the leakers to push out all the stories that you saw from Election Day up to Inauguration Day, including Inauguration Day, that said over and over again, Trump was surveilled, that the intelligence community has been monitoring Trump to look for ties to Russia. It was a front page story on the New York Times. There were stories in the Washington Post. CNN reported on it every day that Trump was surveilled and his team was surveilled. All this surveillance was happening. And now this gal, what's her name? Farkas? Something Farkas? She said that she was part of the Obama administration, that she encouraged everyone who was working in the deep state to engage in this surveillance and gather as much data as they could because it could be used to destroy Trump later on. So they actively and deliberately engaged in all of this surveillance. It was all written in the media. It was posted in the New York Times. And then everything changed that one day that Donald Trump tweeted that his, quote, wires were being tapped by the Obama administration. Now, he doesn't mean literally that someone cut into his wires. It's a generic term. To be wiretapped just means to be surveilled in a generic sense. What Trump was saying is that he now has evidence that there was illegal surveillance of Trump and his team members and his transition team by the Obama administration. From that day on, the entire mainstream media desperately tried to backtrack and cover up its story. The New York Times, for example, went back and changed its headline, revoked the headline and changed it. It used to say that Trump had been wiretapped, and then they changed it to say something else. They panicked. And from that day forward, the mainstream media went out and kept publishing stories that claimed that Trump was not surveilled. So get this. Up until that day, all their stories said Trump was being surveilled. And then after that day, they said, no, Trump was not being surveilled and that Donald Trump's tweet was fake news. Well, so which is it? Well, as we started digging into it more, the independent media started digging into it more, and they found out more and more cases of abuse of power, of criminal surveillance activities, which has now coalesced into this identifying of Susan Rice as the person who was engaged in the unmasking, the illegal unmasking of Trump officials and building this spreadsheet database that was shared with the White House so that that information could be used to target and destroy Obama's political enemies, which is, of course, Trump and essentially all Republicans. This thing is blowing up so rapidly, and it's going to be so devastating when all the hearings are done, when the truth comes out, when the indictments are done, when people are sentenced to prison. You are going to see all those media outlets will be devastated in terms of their loss of credibility. No one will ever believe CNN again, except a few loyal, I don't know, liberal cultists or what have you. Washington Post, devastated credibility. New York Times, fake news. That's the upshot of all of this. It's not just the destruction of the Democrat Party. It's also the destruction of the last remaining shred of credibility in the so-called mainstream media, which we now know is nothing more than fake news media. Because the evidence shows that the mainstream media was pushing the fake news narrative of Russians hacking the election, while in reality, the real news was that Obama, Susan Rice, and others were massively abusing their political power to commit incredible felony crimes by weaponizing the surveillance infrastructure to destroy their political enemies. That is the real story, and that's why people are going to go to jail. So we'll keep covering this at Trump.news and NewsTarget.com. Find more of my podcasts at HealthRangerReport.com, and thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.